Welcome back. You're on the morning show with Declan and Gabe. How are you doing, Gabe?
Good. It is only 19 sleeps away till Christmas, and we are really happy because it's only 8.5 more days until the end of our school.
Woo! Christmas time! Christmas time! I leaned back so you wouldn't hear me yelling very loud. I'm sorry about that.
My ears hurt now.
But then it's in the morning, so I didn't really want to yell that loud. Anyway, Gabe, so how are you doing? You happy?
Yes, because...
You're happy, chappy. I must say, you look amazing in those elf glasses.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. They are speciality from the North Pole.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, no one believes that, but...
Yeah. Next up, we have Ed Sheeran.
Yes, okay, now, Gabe, what are we talking about? I can't even remember.
Teppanyaki.
Yeah?
Okay, if you've never had teppanyaki, you'll miss out.
Okay.
It's a Japanese type of food where they cook the food right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, I've had this, yeah, I remember. It's like they do that toon toon and then they serve you the rice and stuff.
Yeah, the coolest thing is, whenever they're chopping up eggs or whatever to put with the rice,
yeah,
they do it so fast and so elegantly, it is just awesome.
Is it?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Well, yeah, again, I've seen it before and like with the big flames, it's pretty cool. You guys should try it out. There's tons of great teppanyaki places. I'm pretty sure there's one near the airport, that little sector. I can't remember what the name of it is. That one's good. That's the one I went to. There's also Tony's Teppanyaki. That's like a chain. They're all pretty cool. You should check them out.
Yep. And what I love about it is not only is it cool, but it's fun as well. Because what our teppanyaki guy did is he got a little scoop of egg and he would try and flick it into your mouth.
Oh, that's like a thing at bottom of the game. You're just a bit stupid.
Yeah, I know, but I've had it once, okay? I had it last night. It was really good.
Okay, Gabe.
And it's super affordable as well.
Yeah. Gabe, this is an advertisement for Teppanyaki, all right?
Teppanyaki.
Hashtag not sponsored or anything.
Hashtag not sponsored. Yeah. But please do. We need some money.
No, don't, Gabe. How dare you say that? You are now dead. But next up, we'll be jumping to our next song. I just had a voice crack. Dua Lipa, Levitating. You're on STC.
That was Dua Lipa with Levitating. You're on your hit station.
Yay, okay, Gabe, we're back after that. I like that song, Dua Lipa. One of my favorite artists. But what are we talking about now, Gabe?
What's the furthest you've traveled away from New Zealand?
The furthest? You have the moon and back. I've been to space. Totally.
No.
No, okay. In all seriousness, though, it probably would have been Ireland, because that's roughly a 30-hour plane experience. I don't really know the numbers.
30 hours?
Yes.
That's nothing compared to the 12 hours I had to fly.
Wow. You know, one of my plane trips... Bet yours. All right, so in Ireland, you go 3 hours to Australia, 13 hours to Dubai, and then 6 hours from Dubai to Ireland, and all the time extra in between is just waiting for your planes, and obviously, like, driving to the airports and stuff. But, I can't remember what I was going to say. But my Dubai trip beats your American trip.
Yes, I went to California, and now I have no sense of smell.
Why? What's wrong with California?
Nothing's really wrong with California, except for the marijuana. Marijuana. I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. They have legalized it so much over there that all you can smell, even when you're in a car, is just marijuana.
Oh, well, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Now I cannot...
Be to anywhere else in America that was cool? No.
Well, the Monterey Bay Aquarium was cool, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah.
Because my sister got lost in there. Which I'll talk about in a later show.
Okay. Well, next up, Gabe, we have Dreams.
Pitch with Dreams. You're on STC Radio.
Yeah, okay. What are we talking about now, Gabe?
Okay, worst combinations.
Worst combinations, okay. Worst combinations, bread and Sprite. Tried it once, not that nice.
Oh, yes. Do you know the worst, like, skin combination?
That's kind of weird, but tell
me. Eczema plus a rash plus sunburn equals living hell.
Ah, I'm assuming you had this.
Yes, I had this for a while last year. Yeah. I felt like I was in the seventh level of hell.
What do you really say to that? sucks to be you, Gabe. Imagine having a skin condition. Couldn't be me. That's a bit mean. I'm sorry.
Yes, and it's in one of the most tender places, my neck. Who cares? Well,
I see people doing at birthday parties is Coke and orange juice. Don't try it, ladies and gentlemen. It's disgusting. Okay.
Oh,
these
yes.
Dads at birthday parties have gotten it wrong. All right. People, don't try it. It's bad.
Yes. And do you know what else is bad? Like
what?
Ice cream plus tomato sauce. One of my cousins did it. Yet she threw
ice
up.
Ice cream and tomato sauce. Isn't that a thing Jolly Tip was doing? Not Jolly Tip. Tip Top. Yeah, they were doing that. But now they're not alive anymore. So yeah, I guess that's...
Yeah. Don't do it. It tastes terrible.
Well, I assume it does. I mean, it's tomato sauce. But next up, we have Jackie Chan. You're on STCUA.